to hear the group of people that were here. It's fellowship. Even if it's just through the sound, we still, I heard all the testimony they were here on Christmas time. Now looks like we have a new preacher here in the church too, because I was impressed how easy it was for them to come and testify and give their testimony. The scripture that we use here is the same thing that our brother Moses decided to adopt. And now he took some of the message that I'm going to be talking, so I'm going to take a word that he used also. He used the word present. And people don't realize that the only time you can give this kind of present, this kind of gift, which we call presence, is only today. Think about it. You cannot commit to give this present tomorrow. You cannot give this present yesterday. It's already gone. The only time you can give the most precious gift of your presence, the present, is today. And today is what we'll be talking about here. Today's message, I have this title, and some of you here may have seen this word before. What is, by the way, the H is silent. Okay, this is Latin. How many of you here have heard Agnus Dei, the song? No? Means the Lamb of God. Okay? And so Dei is God. In Portuguese, we have the other form of Latin we call Deus, or Dei is for God. So now, what you have here in the screen, it is to God. That's what is the title, to God. So let me give you some more details that I was fascinated when I was studying for this message. I was fascinated that I found things that it's amazing how language forms. Sometimes we use words that we just use them, but we don't go back and analyze and see how come we say things like this. Even the word today, it was not today always written the same way. Long time ago, they used to say, on this day. That was the sentence. But I think that as we, you know, go more and more into the future, it looks like we get a little lazy. We keep shortening things. Have you noticed that when I say, I thank you, it became thanks. And now we don't even get thanks. Sometimes we get just a T-Y. That's all. And sometimes people don't even write a T-Y. They just put their hands like this, and that means thank. Or we are getting lazier and lazier in our language. We do those things. And so here is some more details. They, as you know, that is the word for God. But as I studied, I realized that the same word for God is also a word for light, for glory. So this word may be applied as mean light, glory. And this word also was used to symbolize the light that we get from the sun. Now we will find out where the word day came from. Because the sunlight. Because the sun becomes the light that comes from above. And that's the connection with God. So every time that you have before you today, you have God between you and that moment. And that's what it's today all about. This is to God in Latin. This is O Dei. Now, putting those two words together in Latin, this is the word for today. Have you noticed that they took two and God and put them together, and that's how the word was made today? Think about it. Can today exist unless we are with God. God is the one who provides us life. Amen. I don't know how many of you have heard or used this sentence before. Have you heard people say, God created life? Anybody here? Have you used that yourself? Now, I'm going to have something just for you to think about. Actually, God did not create life. What did the pastor just say? Actually, God did not create life. Life cannot be created. Pastor, what are you saying? Because life is God. God only grants life. He cannot create. He is life. Isn't that what the Bible says? I am life. So he does not create life. What he does, he shares life. Every time he creates, he shares life. So when he created Adam and Eve, he shared life with them. And what happens when we do not use life? Where does life go? The Bible says it returns to him, because the only place that life can be. Life cannot be without God. And everybody who rebels against God starts dying immediately. Look what happened to Adam and Eve and what happened to all of us since then. The moment that we take a step away from God, life starts to diminish inside of us. And that's what's important for us to understand, that today means the only way I can have today if I am with God. God is the one who controls today.
Amen.
And what about, what do you see in today? Let me show you something else in today. Oh, before, let me, today, and it says in the Bible, is accepted time, the only time that exists. Tomorrow doesn't exist, yesterday is gone. You cannot go back to yesterday, and you cannot jump to tomorrow. All that you have to do is just today. And so this is the time. In Matthew 6:34, we already read it here, this will be the third time. Don't worry about tomorrow. Why shouldn't we worry about tomorrow? Do you realize that today is actually tomorrow? It was yesterday. And here we are. I remember when I was 16, I didn't have a parents, I didn't have a job. I was wondering what I'm going to do with my life. Probably those young people are always have going through this, what I'm going to be, to go to college, what degree I'm going to get. And even when you're there in college, sometimes there's some little question mark in your head. Am I doing the right thing? Or maybe should I pursue something else? And I got information from La Sierra when I was in that area. They said, you know, the largest group of students, of majors in a college is undecided. That is the majority of the people, they're undecided. And some are undecided, even after they graduate, they're still undecided. And it is because all this question of what about tomorrow, what am I going to do with my life? And I had going through that as a young person, I went through about this. And then I realized, as now I look back, and I thought to myself, what a waste of time. When we create so many doubts about tomorrow and we end up sacrificing, the only thing we have is today. The only thing we have is today. So we are obligated to apply the best effort that we can to enjoy today, because today is where God is. Today is where God has given us. Today He is present. So don't think about tomorrow. When tomorrow comes, and by the way, do you know when tomorrow is going to come? Anybody here have an idea when tomorrow starts? Actually, tomorrow never starts. Think about it. The moment that today ends, and you think tomorrow arrives, no, it's today again. So we live with this illusion. We are afraid of things that doesn't even exist technically. And so we are so obsessed about something that is just an illusion, because tomorrow is going to be today again. That's why it's so important for you to do something with your today. Today is the time. Today is the moment that you must enjoy. It will take care. He said, it will take care of it. Yes, it will just become today. You have enough to worry about today. And by the way, the only time you can worry is today, because you have no idea about what is going to happen after. So, here, in the beginning was the Word. Do you know where this verse is? John 1:1. Good way to begin. In the beginning was the Word. Some of you here, how many of you here speak Spanish? You probably saw in your Bible this verse. It says, in the beginning was the verb, right? Instead of saying the word, it says the verb. I like that. I went back to check on why the Spanish versions and some Portuguese versions, all the versions, have this, the verb, instead of the word. And I realized that the fact that they have this is because they use Latin, the Vulgata version, in order to translate the Bible. And over there says the verbum, you know, the verb. Why I like the verb, because you see, a word may be not as the better representation of what John intended to say here. He was trying to say a word that does something, is in action. Look what he says. And the word was with God. In his movement, was with God. And then it says, and the word was God. Why is John making a reference to this? He's talking about, let's go back to Genesis. What happened there in Genesis chapter 1? The word was creating. The word was active. So what happens when Moses came to talk? He came and saw this bush, and he arrived there, and there was a voice that spoke to him. And then you said that, oh, this is the Lord. And what's your name? Because, see, I was raised there in Egypt, and they have more than 1,000 gods there. Even a cat is a god there. Dogs, cats, bugs, everything is a god there. Which one are you? It's almost like, who is bugging me here? Which one are you? And I don't mean no disrespect, but in his mentality, it could have been any one of them. And God said this to him, I am. I am. What he meant by that, it says, the only one who is, the today, the now, the one who has life, and the only one who can share life. Everything that is because of me. So I am the one who caused everything to exist. Therefore, that word spoke, and everything came to existence. And that's where John is talking about. As you go continue reading the chapter 1 of John, he refers to the word as light. Remember the day? The light, the glory, the manifestation of the great I am. So, what is the most important word that any human being can associate with? Be. Without be, there's nothing. So you have to be before any other word has any meaning to you. So to be, like God says, I am, is the most important one. Then comes to live. Now, if you put those two together, of course, you must believe. And then also to receive. You need to be willing to receive, or you won't have anything. But if you receive, you must do something with what you receive. You must give. You notice all those verses shows the action, that what life is. And life, you cannot accomplish any of this without today. You give, He also to forgive, to obey, to remember, to get or to forget, to learn or to teach, to work or to rest, to eat or to sleep. Some people do too much of the both. To talk, to listen, and to walk. And this just few to give an example. You see, you have in one screen here enough for you to get you occupied for the whole day. Try to think about those things as you go through the day. Don't let the day pass you by without you realizing why God chose you to be alive today. Now, in today, ahead, in front of today, you have a T, right? It's just to remind you that the next is tomorrow. And what do you have at the end? You have Y. Just tell you at the end, yesterday is gone. And what is in between? In between, you have O, D, A. Let's have some fun with O, D, A. What is this O, D, A we stand for? So I gave some thought about this. It says, what do you need between tomorrow and yesterday to make sure that today is very important to you? That's what you need. You need to obey. Oh, that's O stands for. The divine authority. If you have every single moment in your life, you know, today, you realize all that ODA between tomorrow and yesterday is how I obey the divine authority in my life. Well, let's see something else. To obtain divine attitude. You know, the present is all about attitude. Have you noticed that sometimes it takes one little thing to destroy our whole day? You get up in the morning, you put your best clothes on, and then you take off like 3 or 4 hours in the front of the mirror, you know, and then after you've done all those things, you say, now you get, where's my key? Where are my keys? You find the keys, you get in the car, and when you try to start the car doesn't start. And then you start looking at your clock, I'm late. And looks like the little thing that happened will control you the rest of the day. Why are we, you know, God created us with some brains, and we do. It is inside there. Believe me, it is there. We have the brains, we have the reason, we have the power of choice. And sometimes we act in a such irrational way. We don't realize that a day has a lot for us to enjoy. We cannot allow ourselves to take God out of the picture. And instead of that deed become divine, you change that deed into a disaster. Instead of they have that deed as a divine, you change that deed and make the difficulties. Instead of that deed be the divine in your life, it becomes the devil. And I keep going on, believe me, there are a lot of negative words with D. But don't lose focus of what is the today is all about. Today is about the only one who is, and the only one allows us to be. The great divine, the great I am. Obtain divine attitude. You know, imagine if God would get our attitude just for a moment. This world will disappear in a second. We need to have a divine attitude, a positive attitude. Remember when God looks at us, He does not see us with all our defects. He sees us how He has created us to be. Every single one of us When God looks at us, He doesn't look about the bad things we're doing. He looks at our potential. Because He knows how much He has given us, what we can do. Offer divine answers. If you have God as the authority in your life, if you have His attitude, believe me, everybody that you approach will sense that you have something positive to say to them. Now, over daily assumptions. You can make so many things with this OD. But I decided to have the positive ones because I want to emphasize that it is God that you want in your life. It is God that is important for you. So every single day of your life, make sure you understand God is the center of today. The D stands for day. D-E-I. The D stands for the divine. And He is right there between your tomorrow and your yesterday. Everything is going to be fine if He's there. Every single day, remember that He's there. So God set another time for enter His rest. And that time is when?
Today.
It's not tomorrow. And it's not yesterday either. It is today. And by coincidence, this year, the first day of the week started on Sunday. And the last day is today of the creation. So today is the day for us to celebrate the anniversary of God's creation. Today, God announced this through David much later. In words already quoted, it says, today when you hear His voice, it means today. January 7th, today when you hear His words, what you should do? Don't harden your heart. Don't be stubborn. Accept God in your life. Let's make from now on, every single time you see it today, look about that D in the middle there. It says, this is God's presence in my today. He says you must earn each and every day while it is still today. Yes, so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God. Yes, Hebrews 3, verse 13, New Living Translation. And again it says, and Jesus replied, there was somebody there on the cross. That for hours, yap, 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 oh, poor me, both of them. They were talking bad about Jesus. Yeah, why don't you get down from there and make our day a better day? Finally, one of them decided to come to his senses because one of them paid attention to what Jesus Christ was saying and the Holy Spirit worked with him. And that day was supposed to be the worst day of his life. It became the first day of eternity for him. Today can be the first day of eternity for you too. All depends how you use this gift that God has given to you. He said to him, I assure you today, by the way, I put there, you see the comma? You already know this. In original, there is no comma. In Greek, there is no comma. So somebody biased because wants to say something else, twist the Bible to say something else, they put a comma between you and today. But let me tell you one thing. If you are with God, there will be no comma between you and today. No comma, no space belongs between you and God. So the comma went to the right place where it's supposed, where it belongs. So this is what Jesus is saying. Today, I cannot tell you tomorrow or yesterday. And right now I tell you, what is Jesus telling you? You will be with me in paradise. Who is Jesus talking to here? I gave you a hint before I asked the question because I didn't want to set you up to failure. So I give you So who is Jesus talking to here? Moi, as the French say. He's talking to me, to you. Now, read this again and see what Jesus is talking to you. I surely say this to you today. You will be with me in paradise. Is there anything that causes you to doubt that? If there is something that is causing you to have that assurance, God is offering you today the divine assurance. O-D-A. Is offering you divine assurance today for you to say, yes, by God's grace, I will be in paradise. Because I cannot be unless I am where God is. And that's paradise. Luke 23:43. I will be in paradise. I don't know about you, but if you are planning to go, I'll see you there. At 3 o'clock, the right side of the tree of life. Remember, we have that appointment there. The scriptures say this. If you want to enjoy life, what do you do? And see many happy days. Anybody here wants to see happy days? There was a program on television a long time ago that said, oh, happy days. You know, there were happy days. We are all looking for happy days. It's time for us to stop looking for happy days because today is here. It's how we deal with it that makes the difference. He said, if, look the if there. If. There is always a condition. You want to enjoy life and see many happy days. Keep your tongue from speaking evil. Stop those blah, blah, blah that has no sense. It only hurts people. It hurts yourself too. Don't be so willing to listen to what is bad and push on forward. And your lips from telling lies. In other words, gossip. Okay? Now, I put these circles there for you to keep this in your mind, and hopefully days from now, which will be another 2 days, you will think about this. The secret for you to enjoy life, happy days, is you have to deal with an if. Deal with that if. And do you know where you find if also? You find if in gift. You find if in a sense of life. It's all conditioned. What is going to happen to you today is all about this if. You have to learn to deal with the if. And you need to do it today. There is no other time. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord make every single today an experience between you and Him.
Amen.
Don't just let time pass. Time is a gift. Unfold it and use it. A gift can be a great gift if it's not touched, if it's not embraced, if it's not appreciated, it becomes nothing. How many of you here missed yesterday? How many of you here wish to be back yesterday? There are a lot of people that spend so much time thinking about yesterday, and today passed by, and they missed the opportunity. There are people that are doing this to themselves. Please, don't be one of them. May the Lord bless you with many happy days, a very productive life, and when Jesus Christ comes, make sure that you are there to listen to His invitation. And the Bible says that He's bringing with Him a reward. Do you know what the reward that He's bringing with Him? Anybody knows? Not really. I'm just going. He is bringing with Him today. A today that will never end. A today there will be no need for you to worry about tomorrows. It is the divine who is coming to bring you today.
Amen.
Now, let's stand up. and sing together.